It's Monday, February 5th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A pedestrian struck and killed by a pickup last week near Hudson. The 15-year-old accused killer of Lily Peters appeals a decision for his case to be tried in adult court. And there are some changes to your income taxes standard deduction this year. Good afternoon. I'm News Editor Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A man walking down the road was struck and killed Wednesday evening near Hudson. The St. Croix County Sheriff's Office said 39-year-old Jason J. Asp was walking on County Highway N near Baker Road east of Hudson around 5:45 p.m. on Wednesday. He was struck by a westbound Dodge Ram pickup driven by 19-year-old Krista E. Glodowski of Hudson. Aid was given to Asp but was pronounced deceased at the hospital. The crash was under investigation. The defense is appealing a ruling that kept in adult court the case of a 15-year-old Wisconsin boy accused of killing a 10-year-old girl after luring her into the woods. Defense attorney Michael Cohen has filed an appeal of the January 22nd decision in the case of the boy identified only as CPB, who was accused in the April 24th, 2022 slaying of 10-year-old Ileana Lily Peters. The Eau Claire Leader-Telegram reports Cohen filed the 13-page appeal in Chippewa County Circuit Court asking the Wisconsin Court of Appeals to review the matter. CPB, who will turn 16 in March, is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and two counts of first-degree sexual assault. There's some changes in those 2023 tax returns you're filing. IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says parents will be getting a larger tax credit than last year.
The additional child tax credit increased $200 to $1,600 per qualifying child. And that impacts families who don't get the full amount of the child tax credit.
The standard deduction is also higher than last year's returns, so you could be seeing more back on your return than expected. Find free e-filing options online at irs.gov. The Wisconsin Supreme Court on Friday agreed to hear Democratic Governor Tony Evers' lawsuit against the Republican-controlled legislature, arguing that it is obstructing basic government functions. The court's liberal majority agreed to hear the case, with the three conservative justices dissenting. It set oral arguments for April 17th. The court only agreed to hear one of the three issues Evers brought forward in the complaint. The issue relates to the legislature's Republican-controlled budget committee blocking funding for state conservation programs. Evers argued in the lawsuit that committees controlled by a few Republican lawmakers are being used by the legislature to, quote, reach far beyond its proper zone of constitutional lawmaking authority, end quote. That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.